There are often challenges placed before us. Sometimes it does indeed feel like we are being challenged to enter a very narrow door. Our passage today brings out the urgency of entering by that door. Jesus, in the face of opposition and threats to his life, expresses the need to continue to speak out and follow the path of his ministry. Some commentators see these words as an indication by Jesus of the short time he would have for his earthly ministry. As well as that, I've interpreted this as the fact that we are all called by God to be persistent and today, tomorrow and the next day carry out our own ministry as his disciples. To do that, we need to grow and deepen our understanding of the scriptures, to grow and develop our prayer life as individuals and together as a fellowship. We need to use this knowledge and the gifts God has given us to enable others to also discover their relationship with God, and to produce an environment where they too can grow and deepen their understanding, so that the narrow door may be available and open to them. When we feel it's all too hard, or that we really need a break, which let's face it, we all do from time to time, let us remember today, tomorrow, and the next day. Of course, we may be more active and productive on some days rather than others, but every day we should seek to find those God moments, both for ourselves and those which we can share with others to the glory of God. We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name, and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers. I must keep going today, tomorrow, and the next day. Father, we sense the need for urgency to enter by the narrow door. You encourage us to make the decision to enter, calling each of us in your power to draw not only ourselves but all men and women to you, and to know your gift of salvation. Lord, sometimes we are guilty of thinking there will be time to do these things when it suits us, and when we have nothing better to do. Forgive us for that complacency and lack of urgency. Rekindle in us the zeal we may have lost, the passion that may have dwindled away in us, so that we will always be ready and eager to speak of you and our own experiences of your love touching our lives. Lord, you call us to persevere each and every day in bringing your good news to the world around us. In every moment, even when we are worn out and frazzled, let us speak of your love for all. May your Holy Spirit take our words and actions, and through them bring your word to those we meet in a vibrant and compelling way. Amen.